Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Scott Johnson spent much of the last decade in the Middle East covering the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Africa, reporting on politics and current affairs. He's been the chief of Newsweek's Mexico, Baghdad, and Africa bureaus, as well as a special correspondent from Paris. His acclaimed 2012 memoir, The Wolf and the Watchman, was long listed for the National Book Award, named a Washington Post Notable Book. He's appeared on all kinds of American media, CNN, NPR. You've probably seen him on television at some point. Lives in California with his wife and son and has written a terrific new book called The Con Queen of Hollywood, The Hunt for an Evil Genius. Scott, welcome to Coast to Coast.
Hi, George. Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I read an article about your book in Rolling Stone like a week ago. I thought, oh, there's no way we're going to get this guy on here. But we reached out and so glad to have you here. A terrific book. Just a terrific
Thank
story.
You.
Can you tell us how you got about the first tip, what it came in when you got onto tracking this down?
Yeah. So this was back in 2018. I was living in Los Angeles, and I was working at the Hollywood Reporter, where I wrote feature stories, and my beat was generally to explore the underside, the underbelly of Hollywood. So I did a lot of work on crimes, you know, lawsuits, murders, scams, anything that kind of touched that theme of the underbelly of Hollywood. And as you said in your intro, there's plenty of grist for that mill in Hollywood. There's lots of shady stuff going on, as I'm sure your listeners know. So one day I was in the office and a colleague of mine passed by my desk, and she said, hey, you know, you should check this out. There's a producer that I know, Kathleen Kennedy, who was behind E.T. and some other huge blockbuster hits. She said she has, there's something fishy. She didn't really know what. There's something fishy going on, some sort of impersonation. I think she's reached out to a private detective firm in New York. You might want to check it out. So I made a couple of calls, and I confirmed that there was in fact some sort of impersonation going on. But at the time, it struck me as, you know, not particularly important. Maybe sort of a run of the mill, you know, grift that you see all the time. And then from there, I started reporting, and it quickly became apparent that there was a lot more to it. But that's when it started. So it's been a few years in the making.
We'll talk about the process of piecing this together, and it's a fascinating story all by itself. And it seems like along the way, the more the word gets out, the more victims that come forward. I wonder what is the reaction so far? Your book's only been out a short time, but what is the reaction so far in Hollywood from the major players? And has this book, the publication, resulted in even more victims coming forward?
That's an interesting question. I think a lot of people are still reading it. I have heard from some people. I mean, generally the reaction has been very, very positive. I actually haven't heard of any new victims coming out since the publication of the book. That said, I was hearing about new victims almost right up until publication date. As I said in the book at one point, I was in the UK at the very end of this years-long process, and I was in a court setting, and we can talk about that more down the road, but it was in that setting that I suddenly became aware of a whole new crop of victims from a part of the world, Scandinavia, that I had never heard about. And this is not just one victim, but probably several dozen. And nobody had heard about them outside of Scandinavia. So that kind of thing was happening right up until the very end. Since the publication of the book, I haven't heard of any new ones, but I think maybe some of the other protagonists in the book have, the investigator and probably the FBI as well.
I thought one of the most fascinating aspects of the book is how brazen this person you identify as the con queen of Hollywood, how brazen they are in choosing the people that they impersonate. And women of considerable power and influence, you've got to have some nerve taking on the persona of the people that were targeted here.
Yeah. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary. I mean, of course, we've all heard of impersonation, right? And it's something that I think at first glance, seems like a pretty run-of-the-mill kind of scam. But when you really sit with it for a minute, as I'm sure you have now, the skill required, and also, as you say, the brazenness of it is just shocking. It took me a minute to really understand that. But if you kind of sit back and you think, well, how would I do it, or how would you do it? You have to pick up this phone. And again, I should emphasize that this is sort of an old school scam in the way, because it relies on these kind of analog technologies like the telephone or Skype or some of these things that are really far removed from the subject of your previous guest, artificial intelligence. I mean, I shudder to think what a scammer could do with artificial intelligence these days. But anyway, you pick up a phone and you call a complete stranger, and you have to convince that stranger not only to stay on the line with you and not dismiss you immediately, but then convince that stranger that you are one of the most powerful, well-known, respected, influential titans of industry in the world, and keep that person on the hook for hours and days and weeks and sometimes months, stringing them along on a series of increasingly bizarre and complex scenarios that take them all around the world, literally, quite literally, out of their home and all the way around the world on multiple global trips, through the talent of your voice. It's just it's shocking, really, in scale when you sit and sit with it for a minute.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Well, let's start with sort of describing how the scam works. You have some great examples right off the bat. The drone operator in chapter one is an example of somebody who got taken to the cleaners and how it operated for him. Tell us the story.
Right. So the drone operator is a young guy named Will. He was about 26 when this started. He was working a job in the Midwest, and he got a phone call one day from a woman who he believed to be Amy Pascal. Amy Pascal is, of course, one of the most powerful and influential producers in Hollywood. She was the brains behind The Post and one of the Spider-Man movies and any number of other huge Hollywood blockbusters. And this Amy Pascal told Will that she had found his contact online and she had perused some of his work. He was a photographer as well as a drone operator. And she said that she was looking for a talented, hungry, up-and-coming photographer like himself to do some work for her on a project that she wanted to keep under wraps for the moment. Now, remember that at this time, the real Amy Pascal was just coming off a scandal of her own. Her emails had been hacked in a very widely publicized episode in Hollywood, and there were all sorts of scandalous, titillating revelations in the hack. So this fake Amy Pascal told Will that she wanted to keep the whole thing under wraps because she was, you know, being very cautious about her own reputation as a result of this hack. And so could they talk about a project that would involve him working for her? So he said, sure. They proceeded to have a number of conversations, and Amy Pascal said that she was developing a project for Netflix that was to be filmed and shot in Indonesia, and she needed a director of photography to go to Indonesia and do some scouting, some photography, look for storylines, develop a storyboard, develop a whole sort of framework for this show, and that he would be working directly with her. The two of them would sort of partner up in this quiet way, and they would develop this project, and they would together take it around in Los Angeles, take it to the Netflix executives that she was in touch with, and they would sell it, and that would be that. So You know, on the face of it, when you or I or your listeners hear that, you might think, well, that's, I don't know, maybe that's preposterous, or that sounds scammy, or, you know, I would never do something like that. But I think it's a testament to the power and the abilities of this particular person that not only did he convince Will to do this, but he convinced dozens and dozens of other people to do exactly the same thing, using different personalities, different scenarios, different storylines, over and over and over again over a period of many, many years. And these are not, these victims were not stupid people. We can talk a little bit more about the psychology of the victim, but just to point out that, you know, Will, for instance, was an accomplished, skeptical, smart, educated person who had been around a bit. He'd worked, he'd traveled a fair bit. And so this scenario didn't seem completely far-fetched to him. So off he went on his first trip to Indonesia, traveled around, took a bunch of pictures, was in constant contact with her. They spoke every day, multiple times a day on the telephone. He comes back, and then Amy asks him to return to Indonesia for a second trip. So this process repeated itself, and he ultimately took four trips to Indonesia, four round trips to Indonesia.
And I'm wondering to myself, how does she, how does the con queen make money off of forcing somebody to pay their own way to Indonesia back and forth?
Yes, good question. And this is the question that sort of lies, in a way, at the heart of the scam, because it's a game of slim margins. I'll put it that way. It's a very complicated, tricky kind of a scam. So basically, the way it worked was that the con queen would say, "Look, go to Indonesia. You will pay your way, and then I will reimburse you on the back end." Now, that is a very standard way of operating for freelancers, you know, everywhere. It's how most magazine journalists and freelance journalists do their work. They get an assignment, they pay their way, and then on the back end, when they file their invoice, they include an expense report with all the expenses that they've incurred. I've done that dozens of times, and it's very standard. So that would not be out of the ordinary. Now, once they're there, the con queen would say, "Okay, you're here in Indonesia. I need you to work with these people." And she had a very specific short list of people who could be relied on. So I need you to work with them. These are their rates. Again, you know, you'll be reimbursed on the back end. So that's where the margins come. So the rates that these vendors, for lack of a better word, would charge would be far in excess of the norm, and then the con queen would skim off the top of the rate. So, for instance, a driver would be assigned, and the driver would say, "Okay, well, it's going to be, you know, $200 a day to drive you up and down and all around." And then the con queen would have entered into an arrangement with this driver and would be skimming, so paying the driver, let's say, $25 a day, and then taking the $175 and pocketing it, something like that. So the first question that comes to everybody is, well, that seems like a ridiculously large amount of work and a huge headache for such small gains on the back end. Why on earth would anybody go to such lengths to deceive people just to make, you know, a few $100 or a few $1,000,
right,
in the end? And it's a very good question. And the answer, I think, is really what opens the door to the whole story of the book, because at the end of the day, the amounts of money that were in question were relatively small, and on the whole, the take was about I don't know, $1 million or maybe $2 million for the concrete over a period of several years. That's not a huge amount of money when you put it side by side with some of these other very well publicized scams, which then begs the question, well, what was the point of this scam? And the point of the scam, as far as I can tell, had a lot more to do with the psychology of this impersonator. It was really all about the psychological manipulation that was on offer. This was a game of deception. This was a game of power. This was a sadistic exercise. And the scam allowed for the imposter to enjoy the fruits, these kind of psychologically dark fruits that were born of putting all these people through these incredibly tortured and impossible scenarios.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.